delivered to you every morning and ready to be devoured on demand. When and where you like, it's the Harry and Dana podcast.
And Harry, you said something completely unwarranted and very provoking the other day.
All the kids these days, they don't ride skateboards, they ride scooters. Anyone can ride a scooter. I can ride a scooter. It's not impressive. Scooter kids, I'm not impressed.
I don't think anybody invited you to have a brutal attack on Hunter Valley scooter kids.
It's hardly brutal. Well, they can cop it. They can take it.
Says a 34-year-old man. And then later in the week we had Musclebrook mum Ebony call up and we came to a solution as to how you can be forgiven. Actually, what if I take him down to the Musclebrook skate park on Rutherford Road this afternoon and make him scoot like a scooter kid as the ultimate penance?
That'd be awesome, and make sure you take a video of it too.
Thanks, Ebony.
So I took you as a 6 foot two man.
Six foot four. Thank you very much.
Down to the Musclebrook skate park opposite Aldi and set you loose. And you have to go over. I've just uploaded the video onto our Instagram and our Facebook, 98.1 Power FM. You have to check this footage out. It's ridiculous.
Well, first of all, you put me on a kid's scooter to start with a kid's helmet as well. And I'm massive.
You looked good in it.
Sure.
It was safety first, always. Always safety first. Here's a little of what went down. You have to be really fit to be a scooter kid.
Yeah, I'm puffed. Also, I have a little bit more respect for them because you've got to be quite brave to go off the edge of this skate park. It's quite steep. Yeah, it's quite steep. But definitely there's a lot of fitness involved.
So you take it back? Scooter kids are cool?
I never said they were cool.
Hang on, I believe you did say when you were scootering around, you said, wait, this is fun.
I did say it was fun and... look, maybe my mind can be changed. Scooter kids are a little bit cool. There, I said it. Okay, you happy?
Yeah. I'll take it as a public apology.
What a journey for me, by the way. A journey of self-discovery where I did abuse many of the scooter kids in the Hunter Valley, and then once you put me on a scooter, I realised, actually, it's quite fun.
It's so much fun. And Ebony was saying earlier in the week that there's actually no skateboarders there. It's all scooters.
All scooter
kids. Obviously, scooters are in. Skateboards are out. And I'm glad you've got your head around it.
Yeah, I'm pretty old school if I think skateboards are still in fashion.
But you have to check out the video. It's great. 98.1 Power FM on Instagram and Facebook.
Speaking of Musclebrook Fair, I was there yesterday, actually, Dana.
Yeah, you are every day.
Yesterday afternoon.
You're very much a grocery shopper by the day, aren't you?
Well, don't you find shopping, cooking for one, quite difficult?
Yeah, but I usually go, for a big shop once every 2 weeks, and then if I need anything extra, I'll go pick it up.
See, I like things fresh.
Oh.
So I go and buy things freshly. Anyway, I wasn't there for grocery shopping yesterday. I was there to buy cigarettes.
Okay.
And I went to the
first
little...
First of all, do not condone. I'm disgusted at you.
Well, I'm addicted. I can't stop. I went to the little cigarette shop there. And it was the most amazing thing happened, Dana. You have no idea. Because you're 26 and this probably happens to you all the time because you look quite young for a 26-year-old as well.
Should I be offended by that?
No. Chicks want to look young, don't they?
I don't know.
No. It's nothing offensive. Don't worry.
Okay.
You don't have to be defensive.
Skeptical when it comes to you.
But the most amazing thing happened. I, for the first time in about 20 years, was asked for ID.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that happens to me all the time.
I thought it would, yeah. But you have no idea. I had a beard when I was about 14 years old. So, I was buying cigarettes and booze at a young age anyway, and I was never asked for ID. For the first time yesterday, I walk in there, I've got a 5-day growth. Mm-hmm. I've got grey hair sticking out of my hat, and I said, "Oh, can I get a packet of Winfield Blues, whatever it is?" And the lady goes, I'm going to have to see some ID. And I was like, oh, gladly.
And like, I thought you're flattered by it. For me, it's an inconvenience.
No. Oh, so I felt so young. I felt vigorous and youthful all of a sudden. So I thought, I'm going to try my luck. So I went across to the Liquorland to see if they were going to ask me for ID as well. I walk in there and they're like, hey, Harry, how you doing?
Yesterday, we broadcast the show live from Scone. And afterwards, I popped into the Selvos, the op shop. You know how much I love op shopping and how much you'd despise it.
Yeah, Dana loves an op shop.
Loves an op shop. And I went in there and I saw this thing there and I love it. I love it so much and I bought it, but I don't really know what it does, but I love it. So I thought I'd bring it in today and you can describe it for everybody. You've never seen it before, so I'm going to hand it over the desk to you. And you have to tell me what you think. I put it up on my Instagram and I put a question box and people replied with what they think it was. And yeah. I want to see if you can figure out what it is.
Okay, Dana's just passed it to me. It's like a cast iron statue of a naked woman.
Yes.
But she's ample assets.
I don't know. Maybe this was a bad idea.
Yeah, I don't know how I can describe this without it not being PG rated. But
she's got like a purpose because obviously there's a...
It seems to stand. It stands on the... It's a cast iron statuette of a naked woman with very long, slender legs. Her back is arched and her arm hangs down and you can place it on the table and her legs and arm form like a base where you can stand something on top. Her other arm has got like a dish on it. Yeah. Oh, I know what it is.
Do you?
Yeah, it's an ashtray.
I don't think so.
You can
so.
Ash your cigarette. There's a little dish at the top that she's holding with her hand and that's where you can ash your cigarette or your cigar and be really classy.
No, I don't want you to describe what you think you want it to be used for. What is it?
I just told you. It's a statuette of a naked woman. That you somehow purchased. How much did you pay for this at the op shop?
$1. That's no indication of how much it's worth, though. Because I put it up on my Instagram last night because I was so curious. I genuinely don't know. So she's got one arm raised in the air and there's a tiny little sort of...
A saucer.
A saucer, but yeah. It's the size of what? Your eye socket?
Yeah, very small saucer. I don't know what it's for.
I think it looks like you could put an egg on it and just like use it as an
a boiled egg cup. It's for a boiled egg in the morning.
But it's... I'll put a picture up on our socials, 98.1 Parafem.
Everyone, this is what Dana wastes so much. Like, luckily it was only $1. Because this is just a waste of money.
Well, maybe you could put a candle on it. But let's throw it out. I'll put it up on our socials, 98.1 Power FM, and I'll put a little question box and tell us what you think this is because I think it's the most hilarious thing ever because I want to use it as an egg cup.
Yeah, I think you could eat a boiled egg off it in the morning. I think that'd be a really classy way to eat a boiled egg. But nice purchase. As I said, thank you. Thank God it was only $1 because it's a complete waste of money.
The Big Three.
Barubba Hunters Toyota Specialists for 30 years. Singleton Toyota.
Jessica Rouse in the studio from the newsroom for the Big Three, the biggest three stories you need to know. Hello, Jess.
Hey, guys.
Hello. How are you this morning?
I'm great. How are you?
Super duper.
Super duper.
Were you up late watching The Origin?
Unfortunately, yes. I'm a bit weary-eyed this morning.
Oh, your boyfriend kept you up watching it, did he?
He did, and then New South Wales lost anyway. I know. So, you know, what was the point?
I know. Jamie Soward's on the show in about 15 minutes to chat all Origin. Let's talk about the Rural Crime Team. They were busy.
Yes, they've been up at Cassilis and Merriwell, the Hunter Valley Police District's Rural Crime Team. They were doing Operation Fleece during the start of this month. They arrested 3 people during that and also handed out a number of penalty infringement notices for traffic matters, for matters dealt with under the Local Land Services Act and for the Companion Animals Act as well. They chatted to a lot of landholders out there, which was really good because a lot of locals, you know, want the rural crime guys to be out there because rural crime is quite an issue in the Hunter Valley Police District. So it was awesome.
Let's talk about South Australia in lockdown and pretty strictly as
this
well.
This is so intense.
Yeah.
Yeah. So from midnight last night for the next 6 days, they're calling it a circuit breaker lockdown to try and absolutely nail down the COVID outbreak that they've had, which is 22 cases in one cluster. 15 of those were from the same family, so it's quite a closely linked cluster. But nevertheless, they're cracking down really, really quickly, which is good. The next 6 days are harsher than even what Victoria went through. So all schools are shut except for students of essential workers. Unis are shut, pubs are shut, cafes and takeaway are closed as well. The construction industry is shut for the next 6 days too. No weddings, no funerals. Factories other than essential ones are shut. One person can leave home to go out and get groceries and things like that. We're seeing a lot of panic buying happening in South Australia at the moment. And if you do go outside, it's strongly recommended that you wear a mask.
Dear,
and you're not allowed to leave the house to do outside exercise, which to me is... I can't even imagine. My one thing in lockdown, when I was in lockdown in Melbourne, the one release you had was the 1 hour of exercise you could leave your house for each day when it was the strictest lockdown in Melbourne. And that was my solace because it just clears your head.
But you were in lockdown for a long time. This is only 6 days.
Yes.
So surely people can tolerate.
Surely, hopefully.
Let's talk about scented candles, something I'm usually not interested in. I'm interested in this one. No, come on, I'm a guy. I'm not interested in scented
candles.
This one's
food related.
This one is so good and we all love a Tim Tam. If you don't, I'm sorry, get out. Arnott's is launching a Tim Tam scented candle in time for Christmas. The Eau de Tim Tam.
Oh, the Tim Tam.
Oh, the Tim Tam.
Lovely. This is something I love. God, I love Tim Tams.
I mean, a candle that smells like Tim Tams, that's just fantastic. The tricky part, though, is going to be getting your hands on one. It's not going to be so easy as rocking up to Woolies and getting it. They're releasing the candle along with some other goodies as a part of a limited edition care package that you can send to a loved one that is away from home.
So you can't even... Oh, you're going to send yourself a care package, Harry.
Yeah, I would have.
You would have.
Jessica Rouse from the newsroom, thank you so much for the Big Three this morning.
No worries.
We were glued to the TV sets last night, State of Origin, the deciding game of round three of the series to shine some light on it and actually find out what went wrong for the Blues is league legend and friend of the show, Jamie Soward. How are you doing this morning, Jamie?
Oh, I'm a little bit worse for wear, to be honest.
Yeah.
Not only the Blues losing, but a couple of beverages were consumed last night, so... A little bit of a sore head this morning, guys.
Not celebratory beverages, because I know you're a past Blues player. So tell us what went wrong for the Blues last night.
Yeah, well, it's funny, isn't it? Because we've only won two series up there, two series deciding games up there in Origin history, and it's been really, really tough to go up to Queensland and win those games. And last night, after a bit of a slow start, the confidence would have been high after game two. New South Wales struggled to get themselves in any good ball, sort of scoring position. So Queensland, to their credit, they were fantastic. Guys like Cameron Munster, Harry Grant playing in his first game was pretty much perfect coming off the bench. So New South Wales really struggled to get into to good field position to build any pressure like they did in game two, and they lose the series.
You've played, obviously, a lot. Does like a home game advantage, does that actually help? Is that a fallacy or... Would that have helped Queensland last night?
It was a huge advantage for Queensland last night. I thought early on, not that you like to blame the referee, I just thought he didn't have his best sort of opening 15 minutes. He tried to just separate the players instead of letting them go out there and get the advantages the way that they knew how. He actually tried to interfere a little bit, but the crowd up there is amazing. When you run out to Suncorp, there's 100,000, Suncorp Queenslanders because they've all got two heads up there when it comes to State of Origin. they just love footy. So the crowd up there last night was a huge advantage, and you could see Queensland relied on them in certain stages throughout the game.
Yeah, I'd imagine it must be pretty intimidating.
It is intimidating, a bit like our first call last week. I wasn't really sure what I was going to like you two guys. It was good.
What's the verdict?
He said, yep, well done, mate. We'll see you next week. I said, well, that's great, Harry, because I'm coming on next week regardless. I think, now for New South Wales, it was the unlosable series, and they'll be scratching their heads, as to how they lost this series, because they should have won this series probably 3-0.
Easily. So what's going to happen with the future of the team? Are the coach signed on for next series, or...?
Yeah, the coach has signed on for next series. So Brad Fittler, I think, 2020 has been such a weird year. Yeah, so many of those players in that squad have played so much football this year. So I'm expecting New South Wales to bounce back bigger and better next year. We lost a couple of players last night due to concussion. So sometimes you need a little bit of luck in footy to go your way with injuries and all that kind of stuff. So I'm expecting Brad Fittler and the Blues to be back next year.
All right. Thanks for letting us know exactly what happened last night. Your expertise is appreciated on this show. Jamie
and invaluable Salad. With us too, airheads, when it comes to sport.
Next week might be a little bit tough because there's no sport, so we might really get to know each other.
Well, that sounds like perfect plan. We'll catch you next week. Thanks for joining us, Jamie.
Too easy. Have a good one.
Presenting the one, the only, Dana the Date Coach. I want you whipped into shape when I say jump. Say how high. You know you're doing it right when you start to cry.
Harry, your date is coming up this Saturday. I'm so excited for you. I honestly am.
I'm a little nervous, actually.
Well, that's why I'm helping you out as your date coach, getting you date fit and date ready. And one of the last phases of this process, I've actually got someone on the phone to help you. Psychologist and relationship expert from Brook Street Medical Centre in Muswellbrook, Kim Kalusek. Welcome to the show, Kim.
Hi, Harry. Hi, Dana.
Hi, Kim.
I want to squeeze your brain for expertise because you are a relationship expert and you deal with couples on the daily basis. So I thought that maybe you could give Harry some pointers.
All right. Well, first of all, congratulations again to you, Harry.
Thank you. Thank you, Kim.
Three very quick steps. One, presentation. Make sure that you're clean, you've shaved.
Important.
Make sure, clothes are, clean, ironed. Don't slather yourself, though, in aftershave.
Good point.
And look, for women as well, don't slather yourself in perfume.
Okay, some advice for her if she's listening. She's probably not.
No, I wouldn't be listening to this.
So the reason I say that is we have pheromones that attract us to the opposite sex, and we want to let Mother Nature do its trick. So, we want to actually know, the authentic scent of the other person. So no aftershave, Harry. Ditch that.
Okay.
Second step is listening. We have to listen to the other person, be attentive, and we show that by asking them some questions about themselves.
Be curious. And good one.
Yeah, that's right. Showing that you are paying attention to them. That's really, really important. And thirdly, ditch your phone. There's nothing that says I'm not interested in someone than if they're looking at their phone or taking phone calls or text messages. So that's got to be turned off. So those three are your beginning steps in a date.
Awesome. So I won't be messaging you during the date, Harry, to see how it's going. Kim, do you have any good conversation starters? I'm worried that he might get nervous and not know what to say. Actually, I've never had that issue with Harry. He always knows what to say.
Look, for my clients, when they get stuck, I always go the W's, the what, where, who, why, what. So, think of a question to ask the other person that starts with one of those. What have you been up to? Who are you working for? One of those open-ended questions. Basically, asking your question shows the person you're interested in them. It allows them to talk, so it takes the pressure off you having to talk. It starts the ball rolling. The other thing is humour. If you're, that way inclined, and it basically sets the scene for the date. And emotions are contagious, so if you're in a good mood, the other person's then going to flow along in a good mood as well.
Great advice. Harry, do you want to ask any questions? Anything you're curious about?
Just on that, just on the point you made before, chicks love to talk. So is that true? should I be asking lots of questions?
Look, you ask questions, but you don't want to seem like you're a stalker either.
Okay.
It has to be what we call back and forward conversation. So, she's talking about something, you ask a question related to that. You don't just ask for a name, address and phone number out of the blue and where her parents live randomly. So, it has to relate to the conversation that you're having. Pauses are always difficult on first dates, but, if you can just slow it down a bit is always a good thing. You don't want to be peppering your date with questions. And you might be guided by, the tone of her voice or her body language as to how you're going with that.
Oh, good advice. Hey, if you've just joined us, we're chatting to Kim Kalusek. Harry's going on a date on Saturday and we've got relationship expert and psychologist on the line to give him a few tips as to conversation starters and how we should go. Kim, hold the line. I want to ask you more on this next.
If you have just joined us for the first time, Dana is my self-appointed dating coach. I have a date on, actually, it's this Saturday.
Oh, I'm so excited for you.
Coming around fast. You have been my dating coach. You've been putting me, setting me up for a bunch of challenges. We've had a doctor on to talk about my diet. You've sent me off to CrossFit twice now. So
you
I can
got
get
a wax?
Date fit.
Bit of manscaping.
I got a wax. You can see that video at 98.1 Power FM Facebook page. You can see the pain that I went through. We've been chatting with a relationship and psychologist expert this morning.
Yes, we've got Kim Kalusek on the line. Thanks for sticking around, Kim. But I wanted to touch on something you mentioned before, body language. What's some signs that Harry's date is actually interested?
So generally with women, there's a few key ones. So Harry, if she starts playing with her hair.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Touching her throat is another one. By either sex, if we're leaning like into the table towards the other person, so you can show her you're interested by doing that. She can show you, she's interested by leaning into the table. Our arm placements on the table, if our arms are sort of, out towards the other person rather than folded across our chest, they're all good signs that, that other person is showing an interest in you.
Well, I'm really excited to see how this goes. Kim, yesterday on the show, we were talking about first date foods you should never eat, and garlic came up. Do you think that he should choose a meal that doesn't include garlic?
Look, if you ask my husband, he'd also say I won't let him eat onion either.
Oh, right.
Ah, great.
Okay. Well, look, Kim, if you're planning a long night, no curry.
It's the Harry and Dana podcast. Stay up to date on everything Hunter Valley on our socials at 98.1 Power FM or at 98.1powerfm.com.au.